Moch. David Duke was at this rally in Charlottesville. He said that they want to fulfill the promises of Donald Trump. That is why they, the Klan, voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Are there elements of white supremacy within the White House right now? Is Steve Bannon a white supremacist?
I don't think he's a white supremacist, although I've never asked him if he's a white supremacist. What I don't like, though, is the toleration of it. It's something that should be completely and totally intolerated. And so,
for me,
I have to understand, most people in this audience, and perhaps your family and definitely my family, has experienced some level of discrimination. Mm-hmm. And so I find it disgusting and reprehensible. Mm-hmm. And I will renounce it every living day of my life.
Do you feel burned by your experience at the White House? You were there for 10 days.
You're extremely loyal
to the president.
Not.
Even to this point, like, you know, we're shown the door, as it were. Do you feel burned or backstabbed?
Not at all.
Really?
Well, let me put it this way. When you take a job like that, Stephen, you know that your expiration date is coming. I didn't think I was going to last too long, but I thought I'd last longer than like a carton of milk. I just didn't last that long.
Okay.
You bought your eggs and you were cooking them the day I got fired.
Morning,
it was
exactly.
Totally fine, right?
Okay.
My point is that you take that job recognizing that you're serving at the behest and the duty of the President of the United States. And if he doesn't want you there anymore, then you got to respectfully leave and you got to leave with honor. I made a lot of mistakes. I've tried to own up to those mistakes. But let me tell you something, okay? And you know this, okay? You can just feel it from me. I'm an honest person.
Wait a second. Don't use me as a character witness for you.
Okay.
I don't know.
I won't use you.
I met you like 5 minutes ago.
Right,
what are you talking about?
I won't
the mooch.
You.
I'll sign a loan for him. What are you talking about?
Hey, I'm always good on loans. I'm like the Lannisters that way. I'm Arya Stark with the comedy writers. But I'm like the Lannisters the other
way. The mooch always pays his debt. Is that what you're saying?
I try to be. People that know me know that I'm a straight up person.
What would you do differently if you could go back?
I've really thought about that, and I would say absolutely nothing. And I'm going to tell you why. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to morph yourself or change yourself. You just want to be yourself. And if the good Lord puts you in a direction or a stream where it's going the right way, great things will happen. And if it doesn't happen, I'm totally okay with it. I'm totally cool with it. I mean, this guy's been hitting me for 3 straight weeks, and I'm sitting here, right? So it's fine, okay?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you got to accept what your fate is, and you got to do it without any bitterness, and you got to stay humble.
Well, thank you for being here.
Oh, it's a great honor to be here.
Would you recommend to other ex-members of the Trump administration to come on the show? Is this a nice enough experience for you?
I think it's been great. I mean, I would recommend to the president.